主内的弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。我们今早晨要思想的经文是取自于腓立比书三章十五到二十一节。早早了，请听我来读第十五节。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示我们，指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照这什么地步行。弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的杜甫，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。读经到此。
我们谢谢天龙弟兄带领我们读这段经文，那么这时候用点时间来祷告。如果你方便的话，我请你跪下来，不方便的话就请坐在原位上，我们一起同心来祷告。满有恩典，满有怜悯，我们在天上慈悲的父神，天父，我们感谢你，感谢你再次的让我们有这机会来到你圣宝座前来求恩。天父，我们知道就像你的话语所预言的，我们知道这世界正是走向一个败坏，一个真的是弯曲悖谬的境况。主，我们求主你帮助我们身为你儿女的，让我们真的是看到这样的一个光景的时候，不至于胆怯灰心，而是更是愿意的多来阅读，来思想你的话语。因为这一切的发生都不出于你的意外，因为这一些都在圣经里面清楚告诉我们。因此求主帮助你的儿女们，让我们真的是有这样的一个智慧，晓得愿意多来从你的话语当中得着智慧，得着力量，好叫我们越是读越是思想你的话语的时候，我们更是有能力来分辨，有能力知道说该何去何从。不但是这样，主，我们知道我们自己在生活中所面对的各样的熬念，所面对各样的状况，主，我们知道我们也没有办法借着自己借着人的方式来解决，唯有你的话语才能够成为我们的指引。天父，求主你帮助你的儿女们，让我们真的是不辜负主你的心意。你既然启示你的话语，你既然借着许许多多的先贤先辈们的血来把这话语完完全全的保存下来，天父，求主让身为你儿女的我们这些人，让我们不轻看这些。主，我们知道我们实在是软弱，实在是很多时候都令你圣灵来为我们担忧。因为我们所知道的许多弟兄姐妹知道自己灵命贫乏，却没有采取行动，没有真的是因着这样看到自己的贫乏而愿意的来更多的读经。我们实在要求主你帮助我们，让我们这昏沉睡的心能够被唤醒起来， 求主让我们在前面的路程中更愿意紧紧的来跟随你，来与主偕行。天父，求主你继续 的来帮助我们，也帮助弟兄姐妹，让我们真的是能够更多的来祷告，来亲近你，以致我们更能够多得力量。我们知道我们所面对的无论是怎么样的困境，它无论是有多大多困难，都不能够难倒我们所信靠的这位天上的父，我们所信靠的这宇宙万物的主宰。天父，我们知道我们的困难再大也不能够超越你所能解决的，求主就帮助你的儿女们，让我们能够有这样的一个信靠的心，愿意的回转来归向你，来天天的来灵修，来从你话语当中得着智慧来面对。天父，我们继续的把教会前面的道路继续交托，天父求主继续的帮助你的仆人们，帮助我们的领袖能够继续来持守正道，继续行在主你的心意的里面。我们一切的圣功都由主你的眷顾，我们实在要感谢你。天父求主让我们真的是能够继续的存着一个感恩的心，也存着一个敬畏谨慎的心，来带领羊群，来继续的来再用你的话语来喂养你的羊群。天父求主继续的引领我们，主我们也要把圣经营再次的交托。天父，我们求主你帮助接下来我们所要继续推行的各样的计划，各样的筹备的安排。你帮求主帮助我们的筹备委员会的领袖，无论是蔡汉文执事，无论是吴伟亮执事，也为着我们华文部的两位领袖就是顺文弟兄还有志龙弟兄，让他们能够有智慧继续带领他们的团队来继续推行这各样的筹备的计划。天父，我们知道我们还有许多要去做要去处理的，无论是手册的安排，无论是手册的预备印制，还有接下来的这个住宿的安排，交通上的安排，以致我们节目上也有许多要去做足准备的，我们都求主让我们能够一一的来预备，更是要求主你自己来引领的，就是求主你把你的信息赐给你的仆人们，无论是杜祥和牧师，无论是郭全牧师，或者是林康传道，让他们都能够从你那里先得到你话语的感动，你话语的指引，以致他们能够在灵营会当中能够真的是被主你的灵充满，来为主你传讲信息。求主让这个营会不单是我们弟兄姐妹能够放下工作聚集在一起生活的时候，让我们真的是在这个营会当中能够领受你从天上要赐给我们的福分，让我们能够在这个营会当中能够再次听到你的心意，明白你的心意，以致我们弟兄姐妹能够借着那样的一个新奇的一起在生活当中能够一起共同的来领受你话语的教导，多得到激励，更在前面的侍奉中更有力能来服侍你。天父，我们要再次的把早晨我们这段接下来要思想你的话语，要来聆听你话语的时段交你恩手中。天父，我们再次的把许林康传道交你伸手之中，求主你继续的使用他，早晨你帮助他，当他大有能力来为主传讲信息，你帮助他，让他能够把你的心意向我们来说明。我们也求主引领林康传道，他明天就要启程到非洲那里去服侍，大概四个星期的时间。天父，求主你也施恩眷顾他， 带领他的脚中，让他也能够把主你的福气带给他所去到的这些地方，把你的信息带到这些的教会弟兄姐妹的当中。天父，我们再次的把林康弟兄丁胖传到教你神手中。天父，我们也求主你带领我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹，让我们在这里一起的领受你的话语的时候，我们不单是用耳朵来听，更是用心来领会，不但是能够心被你的话语来感动，更是让我们真的是能够有行动，行出你的真道。我们求主带领，我们将感恩祷告奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿们。我们这时候就请许宁康传道上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是实现你的属灵志愿。那我们请赵碧蕾执事为我们翻译。
Very good morning to all of you.
大家早上好。
You come to chapter 3 of the book of Philippians.
我们今天早上要来思想腓立比书第三章。
This will be our third message on this chapter.
这是我们思考这段这第三章的第三个信息。
2 months ago, we studied the first.Portion of chapter 3.
两个月前呢，我们第一次呢来思想这个第三章的前半段。
This was a warning against spiritual pride, against confidence in the flesh.
前半段呢，我们思想到我们要小心这个灵里面的骄傲。
I mean, we ought to have no confidence at all in the things that we have done.But all our confidence rests on Christ.
因为我们所能做的呢，不是出于我们自己的能力，完全是因为耶稣的帮助。
And so following that, Paul shared how in the middle part of Philippians chapter 3 that his single desire was that he wants to be like Christ.
然后我们看到第三章的第二段这里呢，我们思想到保罗他怎么样的要来跟随，要来效法这个耶稣基督。
We saw that that really ought to be the spiritual ambition of all of us.
所以呢，这些都是我们在属灵方面所都要效法的。
The daily this will be our heart's cry that I will give all things up for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们在这里看到使徒保罗呢，他就是有这样的志愿。有这样的追求，就是愿意放弃一切来追求耶稣基督。
And we ask ourselves the question now, is that our desire as well?
所以呢，我们这时候呢，也要来思想，这是否呢，也是我们的追求。
Do we also have that single-minded desire to say that, you know, all else does not matter, I just keep on pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus?
所以呢，我们同时呢，也要像保罗一样来思想我们是否呢也跟他一样呢要向着标杆呢直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我们来得的奖赏。
I believe as Christians this is what we want, isn't it?
作为基督徒，这是我们都应该追求的。
To say that yes, daily I want to be more like Christ.
每一天我们都要更像主耶稣。
I want to turn away from the things of the world. I don't want to trust my flesh any longer.
我不要靠着自己的能力，我不要再追求世俗的事情，我要来追求基督。
But then sometimes we ask, well, how?
可是我们问，我们怎么能够办得到呢？
How do I get there?
我们怎么能够达到这样的一个目标呢？
I know that prize. I know that there is this high calling expected of me.
我知道这个神呢召我来得从上面要给我的奖赏，可是我怎么能够 达得到呢？
Sometimes we think, well, maybe this year will be a better year, but somehow we don't get there.
我们在想说啊，可能今年我会做得更好，可是我们就是达得到了吗？
Because of the weakness of our flesh, because of the many distractions that we are surrounded with, we find ourselves never seeming to be able to meet that mark.
因为我们周围有很多已经分散了我们的注意力，还有我们在肉体上的软弱，我们在想我们是否已经能够达到那属灵的目标。
And Paul too understands that there is always going to be this struggle.
然后使徒保罗他也清楚明白呢，我们每个人呢都会有这样的挣扎。
And he had already, you know, kind of gave that disclaimer to say that, well, I myself, I'm not perfect.
然后使徒保罗自己也说啊，我也不是已经达到了，我也不是已经完全了。
And he said that twice in the passage that we considered last month.
所以呢，我们在上个月思想的经文里面，我们看到使徒保罗这样的透露了他自己的心声。
Because every single Christian, every single believer is always on that same journey.
因为我们每个信徒呢，都有同样的在这个属灵的路途上，同样的都在挣扎。
Constantly pressing on, constantly striving, constantly trying to become more and more like Christ each day.
我们都一直呢，向着这个目标的来直跑，要得到神在基督里从上面召我们来得的奖赏。
But are there ways in which we can improve? Are there ways in which we can fulfill this spiritual ambition in our lives?
可是我们是否呢有更好的方法呢来实现我们这属灵的志愿呢？
And Paul says yes.
保罗说是有的。
And within this passage we have before us, chapter 3 verse 15 down to 21, he gives us four simple pointers how we can fulfill our spiritual ambition.
所以呢，我们今天早上呢，也要来思想《腓立比书》第三章第十五到第二十一节。使徒保罗呢，这里要跟我们分享四点。四点呢，有关于我们如何能够实现我们属灵的志愿。
This really gives us the how. What sort of things must we have? What sort of things must we do in order to become more like Christ?
我们应该做什么来能够达到这个目标
？To fulfill this ambition that we have within us.Say, well, I want to be like Paul. I want to be like all these other men of faith.
来教导我们怎么能够达到我们这属灵的志愿，像保罗一样。
First point, it begins with the right desires.
然后第一点呢，就是要从我们这个心里面，我们要有好的这个出发点，我们心里面要有这个追求。
Verse 15 to verse 16 tells us this.
我们看第十五跟第十六节。
And so as we ended off in the previous chapter with the previous message with verse 14, he says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
然后我们看第十四节这里呢，我们上个月所思想的经文，这里说要向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
And so from that verse and all the verses before that, it was all Paul saying, I, this is what I am doing, these are what I want.
因为在这里这段这节经文还有其他上面的经文里面呢，使徒保罗就跟他们分享他自己的追求。
Then from verse 15 onwards, he then turns to the readers, he turns to the people and say, now let us, all of us together.
然后在第十五节开始呢，他就与他们分享你们也应该跟我一样这样的追求。
And he says, well, therefore, as many as be perfect. Now, what does it mean to be perfect?
然后他说，所以我们中间凡是完全人，完全人是什么意思呢？
And we know that he was by no means saying that he had already reached the goal. He was already a perfect Christian. There's no such thing.
他不是说他自己已经达到了，已经成全了。已经完全了，已经是完美了。
No, in the previous verses, he had already shared with them that he said, "I am sharing this with you not as though I have already reached that goal."
因为他自己呢，在上面呢，这几段经文里面已经说，我不是因为已经得着了。
You see, what he's talking about here is the desire.
他是在这里呢， 跟他们分享说，你心里面有这个要有这个渴望。
Because in the next line he says, now if in anything ye also be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you.
他说，总要存着这样的心，落在什么事上，存别样的心，神呢也必以此呢指示你们。
But he is talking about the fact that we must all be minded like this, must have this sort of desire and this sort of thinking.
他就跟他们分享说，我有这个渴望，我也要你们呢有同样的有这样的渴望。
To have this completion in the sense where he says, everything else I don't want, I just want this one thing.
他要他们的这个渴望呢，就是他们要追求，说其他的事情都不重要，我只要追求。我就把这个基督耶稣为至宝，为最重要的。
And that is the idea of completeness he's talking about.
这就是他所谓的完全人。
That you don't deviate from this course, you don't have any other desires, this one thing I do.
他就是要他们不要分心，要向着这个标杆直跑，不要分心来追求这个耶稣基督。
And that really is what we all need, isn't it?
这是也是我们所需要的。
Because if we don't have this first step, then what's the point of talking about the rest?
因为我们要从心里面呢，先有这个渴望来追求。
See, that's what ambition is about, isn't it?
这个就是我们自愿的意思。
We talk about an ambitious person in the world.
我们说这个人呢，他的野心呢很重。
You know, he is always driven by a goal, isn't it?
他有这个野心，因为他要追求一样事情。
He sets a mark for himself. He says, well, before I reach 25, I want to make my first million.
他可能把自己呢设了一个目标啊，说我25岁之前呢，我要赚那100万。
Or he says, well, within this next 10 years, within this company, I want to achieve this rank or this position.
或者他说，我现在这个公司里面上班十年之内呢，我要达到什么样的一个位置。
Or as an athlete, perhaps, he says, I want to run this fast, I want to run this far, I want to jump this high.
或者他是运动员，他说啊，我要设一个目标，我要追求这样的一个速度，这样的一个时间，这样的一个高度。
That is his desire, that's his goal.
他的里面呢，有这样的一个目标，有这个渴望。
And that is his single-minded desire. He's willing to set aside all things in order to reach that mark.
然后他设了这个目标之后呢，他要一心一意的呢，要去追求。
One thing common about all ambitious people is that they will be willing to set aside self in order to reach their goal.
野心很重的人呢，他就愿意呢放弃一切，愿意的牺牲来追求他所设的这个目标。
Of course, for the people of the world, they are chasing after the wrong things. We know that.
可是我们知道世俗的人呢，他们在追求呢是一个这错的这个方向，错的这个事情呢来追求。
But when we talk about our spiritual ambition, the passion has to be the same.
可是我们所谓的属灵的志愿，我们的这个渴望，我们这样的一个追求，我们这样的一个热心呢，要是一样的。
And so Paul addresses all the Philippian Christians and he says, "Do you have the same desire as me?"
所以呢，使徒保罗就跟腓立比教会的这些会友们分享说，我这样的一个志愿，我这样的一个追求，你们也有吗？
So he says, it has to be there.
你应该有的。
If you are truly a Christian, if you have been saved and bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is what you will want.
如果你已经是重生了，你已经是得救了，你的罪已经被耶稣基督的宝血给赦免了，你也要有这样的追求。
He says, you ought to look at your life and constantly have that sort of spiritual discontent we talked about that last month.
你要常常的来审查自己的心，来看自己是否呢在敬虔方面能不能够有进步，有能不能有长进的来这样的来追求。
To never be complacent and think that, well, I think I'm quite okay. I think my life in Christ is pretty good.
不要在属灵的方面呢认为是自足了、满足了、够了。
We have to have this mind of Christ.
所以呢，我们要有这样的耶稣基督的这样一个想法。
We have to desire to be like Him.
我们要追求像耶稣基督。
And so Paul says, now if any one of you don't have this desire, you pray.
然后使徒保罗与他们分享说，如果你们当中没有这样的渴望，没有这样的追求，你们就要祷告。
He says, seek for the Lord to reveal and to place this desire within your hearts.
祷告呢，让神呢能够指示你们在这方面的追求。
This is all what we all must have.
这是我们都应该做的。
And so, verse 16, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, well, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing.
所以16节这里呢，使徒保罗继续跟他们说，然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
So he says, well, whatever you have attained, that means what sort of place that you are in this Christian journey, well, just keep pressing on.
他说，不管你在这个人生的路途上，你属灵方面的长进到了什么样的一个地步，你就要继续跟着这个位置呢，继续的长进，继续的追求。
He says, let us mind the same thing. He says, continue to have this desire within you.
继续呢，有这样的渴望，来在属灵方面追求你的志愿。
He says, let this be your rule of life.
就让这个渴望，这个追求，在你心里面，在你的生活里面。
This is how we ought to live.
这是我们所应当有的生活。
Constantly always having this burning desire within you.
就是我们在心里面有这个热忱的心要来追求。
Because a lot of times we can be distracted by so many things around us.
因为我们往往呢被世俗很多的东西事情呢给分了心。
We're at the back of our heads, yes, we kind of know that we ought to be more like Christ, we ought to be a better Christian.
虽然我们心里面知道说啊，我要在敬虔方面有追求，我要更像耶稣基督。
But a lot of times along the way, our desires get pushed off in this and that direction.
可是有时候我们追求的方向呢，被偏离了。
A new interest, a new hobby, a new anything just takes our hearts away from.
可能有一个新的嗜好，有一些其他的事情呢，让我们分了心。
And Paul says, no, you keep minding this one thing.
可是使徒保罗与他们分享说，你不要分心，你要专心，你要一心一意的呢，继续的在这个属灵方面的追求。
That's the first idea we have to have. We have to find the right desires.
所以呢，我们在心里面呢，有要一个好的这个渴望。
And God will always guide the believer towards this desire.
然后神呢，就会帮助我们呢，达到我们这个属灵的志愿。
That's why he tells us here, if you truly are saved, God will reveal this to you.
他说，如果你真的是已经重生得救了，这个神呢，就会指示你们。
Because after all, that is what God wants for us, isn't it?
因为神就是要我们在这方面有追求。
He didn't save us so that we can just live our own lives and do our own thing with no care, no desire for Him.
他不是救了我们就让我们自己过自己的生活，他就是要我们在属灵方面有长进。
He saved us that we may be conformed to the image of His Son.
他救了我们呢，就是要我们效法耶稣基督。
This one simple goal, Christ likeness.
就是像基督。
And will he not place that desire within us?
他就是他当然要把这个属灵的渴望放在我们的心里面。
He will because we are his children.
他会把这个渴望放在我们的心里面，因为我们是他的子民。
Because when we were saved, we realized our sinfulness, we repented and said, Lord, I don't want to live this old life, I want a new life in Christ.
因为我们信了耶稣之后呢，我们就有这个新的生命。我们说以前的事情，以前犯罪的生活我都要放弃。
And that desire ought to carry on with us through the rest of our lives.
这样属灵的渴望呢，就要跟随我们一生一世。
But that still doesn't really fully explain the how, isn't it?
可是呢，这还没有完全的形容我们有什么步骤，怎么去争取呢？
All right, then you say, yes, I really want, I have the desire.
可能你说啊，我心里面有这个渴望，我真的要去追求。
In verse 17, he gives us another pointer, and that is to follow godly examples.
所以呢，第十七节呢，这里呢，使徒保罗继续与他们分享说，你要跟随那个好的榜样。
Now this becomes really a very practical step to take, isn't it?
所以呢，这个是一个很实际的这个步骤，我们可以做的。
Talks about who you fellowship with.
就你跟谁团契呢？
What sort of person do you surround yourselves with? What sort of people do you associate with?
每天你周围的人是什么样的人呢？
Because Paul says here that that is going to really affect your spiritual life.
因为这会影响到你灵命方面的成长。
So we ask, well, practically speaking, how do I become a better Christian?
所以呢，我们在实际方面说，我们怎么能够成为更敬虔的基督徒呢？
You say you will be more like Christ. Now, how do I be more like Christ?
你说你要我更像主耶稣，可是我怎么更像主耶稣呢？
A lot of times, I answer, well, you just read the Bible, you study the Gospels.
我们说你们要读经，你们要祷告。
But it doesn't really show us the process, isn't it?
可是我们没有看到说那个步骤是什么。
We read the Gospels, we find this perfect Christ, and then we ask, how can I be like him?
我们读经，我们看到耶稣他是完全的，而我们怎么能够效法他呢？
Well, we learn from others.
我们跟其他人学习。
That is what he tells us here in verse 17.
所以呢，在十七节呢，他在这里说。
Now he says, brethren,
弟兄们
be followers together of me.
你们要一同效法我。
And mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example.
也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
Because unlike Christ, Paul and the other people that are along with him on the journey, they too are imperfect.
所以呢，保罗也跟他们分享说，他自己呢，也不是已经达到了，已经也是完全了。
Because sometimes this goal of being like Christ is so far, it's so high.
因为有时候说我们说啊，我要像更像主耶稣，可是这个目标好像是很高很高，好像很难达得到。
He is perfect in all his ways.
因为耶稣基督他在任何的事上都已经是完美了，完全了。
Then we read the scriptures, we look around us, and we realize that there are men and women just like us struggling on that same journey.
当我们读经的时候，我们看周围的弟兄姐妹的时候，我们都看我们周围的人，他们都一样的跟我们一样呢，在这个灵命的这个路程上呢，都来挣扎。
But there will be people around us that are possibly may say further ahead on the journey. They are more mature. They are spiritually stronger.
可是呢，我们看到我们周围也有弟兄姐妹，他们在灵命方面更有长进，他们在灵命方面已经更成熟。
We take them as our example.
我们就效法他们。
The word here follow really has this idea of mimicking.
这个效法呢，就是好像跟他们一样。
Where you would want to be exactly like them, like to follow every action that they do, to go the places they go, to speak the way that they speak.
我们去他们所去的地方，我们说的呢，与他们说的一样。
It's like little children.
就像小孩子。
It's quite interesting to see sometimes when you have a parent and a child right next to each other.
有时候我们看到这个父母呢跟这个孩子呢在一起。
Or maybe like an older and a younger sibling.
或者呢一个比较大的比较年长的这个弟兄姐妹和一个比较小的。
You realize that sometimes the mannerisms of a father and son or a brother and brother, they're very, very alike.
我们看到年长的弟兄跟比较年幼的弟兄，或者是父亲与孩子呢，他们在言语方面、行动方面、都举止方面呢，很相似。
Because they spend so much time together.
因为他们花很多时间在一起。
Because a child from young, he looks up to his parents, he respects his parents.
因为小孩子呢，从小呢就与父母呢在一起，他学习父母所做的一切，所说的一切。
Almost subconsciously, they began to act just like them.
所以呢，无意中呢，他们也就效法了这个父母亲的举止。
Now, in a spiritual sense, Paul says, "Well, you be mimickers of me."
所以呢，在属灵方面呢，保罗就与他们分享说，你要效法我。
And that is one very practical step that he has given us, that the Lord has given us.
所以呢，这个属灵方面，属灵这个志愿的追求方面呢，这个效法那些跟随耶稣的呢，是一个很实际的步骤。
When you go out and actively look for such examples and you follow them.
当我们出去外面，我们看到这些弟兄姐妹在这方面我们应该可以效法的呢，我们就效法他们。
And he says you mark them, you take note of them.
所以呢，他就这里呢跟我们说，你要留意，你们要留意看这些照我们榜样行的人。
This is who we follow.
然后效法他们。
And we ask now, really, who are the people that you spend most time, most of your time with?
所以呢，我们要问说，哎，我们与谁花最多的时间？
Who are the people that have the greatest influence in your lives?
所以呢，在我们的生命里面呢，有最大的这个影响力呢？
Because we all need patterns to follow.
因为我们都需要有一个榜样来效法。
No matter how young or how old we are, we always do look up to people, isn't it?
不管你的年纪是什么，你都会看周围的人，然后效法某一个人。
We say, well, these are the people that have influenced my way of thinking. These are the people that have influenced my desires, my goals, my aims.
因为这些人呢，他们影响了我在生命的追求，我在属灵方面的追求。
If your examples are spiritual people, then you will have spiritual desires.
如果你效法的人呢，他们有这个属灵方面的追求，有这个属灵方面的志愿，啊，你也会跟他们一样。
If you surround yourself with carnal, worldly people, gradually and surely this is how you will be as well.
如果你效法的呢是那些世俗的人，他们追求的都是世俗的事，啊，这样很快的呢，你也会跟他们一样。
So this point is really to warn us about really who do you fellowship with.
所以呢，我们要问说，我们与谁一起呢花时间来团契？
Who do you follow and who do you want to follow?
你跟随的是谁？
Sometimes people describe, you know, talk about their lives and say, you know, these are my heroes in my life.
啊，有些人你跟他们分享的时候，他说啊，这些人他是我心目中的英雄。
These are the people that I really respect and I want to be like them.
啊，他是我心目中的英雄，我很尊敬他，我要跟随他，我要效法他。
The sad thing is, a lot of times Christians, even Christians, we choose unbelievers as our role models.
可悲的呢，就是有很多的基督徒呢，他们选择了那些非基督徒的呢来效法。
For young people, oftentimes it is celebrities, these movie pop stars.
很多的年轻人，他们效法的呢是那些明星啦。
And say, oh, these are my idols. These are the people I look up to.
啊，这些都是我的偶像啦，我要好像像他们一样啊。
And they put up all these posters in their room and say, oh, you know, that I look up to them.
啊，他们在房间里面就放他们大大张的海报，啊，说啊，我要像他们一样。
And they spend all their time reading about them, reading about their lives, their, you know, their childhood and all everything that they're doing.
然后他们就因为把他们当成是他们的偶像，我就花很多的时间读他们的背景啦，他们的童年啦。
And they buy magazines and say, oh, there's a latest interview about this pop star. I want to read it.
然后就说最近呢，他们有一个跟他们这个买这个杂志呢，要读就是关于他们的报告。
Because I want to know how they think. I want to know what sort of desires they have, the sort of places they go to, the fashion that they're interested in.
因为最近呢有这个访问，所以我要知道访问的内容啊，他们到底呢这个偶像他喜欢去哪里，他喜欢吃什么，他喜欢做什么。
And before you know it, this becomes the influence in your life.
哦，很快的呢，这个就变成了影响你的这个整个的心思意念。
Or for others, maybe once we start working in the working world.
或者呢，我们一些已经开始工作了。
And then we look at very successful people around us and say, I want to be like him.
而我们看到周围呢，哇，那是成功的人士，而我们说啊，我要像他一样。
We read up about the lives of these famous, successful people, these CEOs, and they have written books, and we read them.
而我们看到哇，这些公司的总裁，跨国公司的总裁，哇，他们是怎么样的成功，他们的故事。我要跟他一样。
Oh, what are the seven habits of highly successful people?
啊，或者是他们这个成功人士，他们背后呢有七个什么样的这个嗜好，什么样的一个做法呢，能够这样成功
？We see that book on the shelf, and he said, "I want to be like that. I want to read that book."
哦，我看到这本书呢，说啊，这个是成功之道啊，我要读这本书。
See, Paul warns us of that in verse 18 and verse 19.
可是呢，我们看到这个十八跟第十九节呢，使徒保罗就给他们一个警告。
He says all these people of the world.
他说这些世俗的人
，They are enemies of the cross of Christ.
他们其实都是基督十字架的仇敌。
And how can you be like them?
你不可以效法他们。
And so while we follow godly influence, we must flee from negative influences.
一方面，我们要效法属灵的榜样。 另一方面呢，我们要逃避，我们要远离这个世俗的榜样。
Sadly, the opposite is true oftentimes.
可是常常呢，我们追求呢是相反。
Christians would surround themselves with these sort of negative influences.
基督徒呢，就让自己呢被周围这些世俗的事情呢、人物呢所影响。
Where you look at the world and you say, I want to be like them.
你看到世俗的人呢，你说啊，我要像他们一样。
I want to be successful like the world.
我要像他们一样成功。
I want to have that sort of glory, the glory of the world.
我要像他们一样有这样世俗的荣耀。
And that becomes your desires.
这变成你的心里面的渴望。
So really, who do you follow?
所以呢，你跟随的是谁
？Really, you ought to surround yourself with like-minded brethren, like-minded Christians.
所以呢，我们在周围。的人呢，应该是同样有这个在基督里面信心的弟兄姐妹。
I'm sure we all have that person in our life, the godly person.
相信在我们周围都有这些敬虔的人。
Where we come to church and maybe we've been friends for many years.
我们来到教会，可能我们认识也很多年了。
And we know that there is that person who.It's always a bit better, a bit more godly, a bit more holy than me.
我看到另外一个弟兄姐妹，认为他，他比较敬虔，他比较属灵。
Well, we've been Christians. Maybe both of you were Christians for the same number of years.
比如说你们，两个人呢，同样信主呢的年日也差不多。
You've known each other in church for so many years.
也彼此认识了好多年。
Well, yet somehow his Life in Christ seems so much more fulfilling, so much more enriching.
可是这位弟兄姐妹啊，他的属灵方面比较有长进，比较有进迁了。
Or maybe someone more senior than you.
或者呢，一个比较年长的。
You look at his life, you look at his testimony, his example, and it's really one that is exemplary.
你看他的榜样，你看他的生活，你看他的见证，你说啊，这个我应该效法。
How do you regard these people?
你怎么看待这些人呢？
你说，哎呀 ，That's their life. They want to live that sort of holy life. Let them live.
你说啊，这是他们自己的选择。他要过这样敬虔的生活，这是他自己的选择。
And he said, Well, that sort of life is not for me.
他说这样的敬虔的生活呢，不是我要的。
There are still many things in the world that I want to do. There are still many of these interests that I'm not willing to give up.
因为属世的东西呢，我还有很多属世的东西我要追求。这个敬虔的事情呢，不是我要的。
And we wonder, well, how come I can't be more godly like him?
然后你说，为什么我不这么属灵呢？为什么我不这么敬虔呢？
Oh, it's obvious, isn't it?
这是很明显的嘛。
See, if we take them as our example,
如果我们把他们当成我们的榜样，
we look up to them and we say, well, I want to know how he lives.
然后我们说，我要效法他，我要知道他是怎么生活的。
I want to see.The way that he spends his time, the sort of things that he does for the Lord.
他把时间花在什么地方，花在什么方面？
And he realized that the time he spends in the Word of God, the amount of Bible studies he goes for, the amount of service that he renders for Christ.
那我们看到他在主内的服事，他在圣经里面的学习。
That ought to be your pattern.
我们就看到说啊，这是我们应该要追求的，我们要效法的。
You look for these sort of people, and you fellowship with them.
我们看这些弟兄姐妹，他们这样好的榜样呢，我们就要效法，我们就要跟他们一样。
Before you know it, their positive influences will come upon you.
然后他们属灵的榜样呢，就会影响到你。
Where their desires, their hopes becomes your hopes as well.
他们的志愿，他们的追求，他们的渴望，也就是你的。
Because you see in them something worthy to be followed.
因为他，你在他们的身上呢。看到你有意你来追求的。
Now, by saying this, we're not saying that we idolize the people around us or we, you know, have that sort of blind following of men.
可是我们也不是说啊，我们看到这些属灵的敬虔的弟兄姐妹，我们把它当成偶像来这样追求。
When Paul says you be followers of me, it is inasmuch as I am a follower of Christ.
因为使徒保罗说，你们要效法我，因为。我效法主耶稣基督。
And as much as he does follow Christ, that is the example that is set for us.
然后，如果保罗继续的效法主耶稣基督，他就值得其他的信徒来效法。
So we follow these positive examples. We flee these negative influences.
所以我们要效法的呢，那是在属灵方面有好榜样的，而我们所要远离的呢，就是世俗方面的坏榜样。
What are these negative influences?
这些坏榜样、坏的这个例子是什么呢？
Paul says, "Well, of many walk of whom I have told you often." Verse 18.
第十八节这里说，因为有许多人行事呢，是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们。
These are people that we must never follow.
这些都是这些所谓的许多人的这些行事，他们都是基督的仇敌，我们都是不应该效法的。
Paul says, "Well, this is something that I had told you oftentimes before."
然后使徒保罗说，我这个已经之前已经告诉了你们。
Possibly he was referring to the enemies that he had in chapter 1.
可能就是提到了这个第一章里面他说到的这些仇敌。
That as he was in prison, they were preaching Christ not out of a true desire, but out of envy and strife.
当时呢，他在监狱里面，而外面的这些人呢，他们去传福音，不是因为基于他们的真诚的心，而是因为他们妒忌。
Possibly he's talking about those in chapter 2, those people who do not have the mind of Christ.
或者呢，是说到第二章里面，说那些他们没有这个基督，没有像基督的心的人。
That again were doing things out of strife and vain glory.
他们所做的呢，就是因为要追求自己的名利。
Perhaps he was talking about those in chapter 3, those who encourage you to have confidence in the flesh.
或者呢，他也是提到这个第三章里面。那些靠着自己的能力、自己的肉体 来行事的人。
He told them to beware of dogs, beware of these people that push circumcision as a way to salvation.
然后他也要他们提防这些说你们要行割礼才能够得救的人。
And Paul says these people have brought so much sorrow to my heart.
他说这些人呢，他们就让我心里面呢悲伤。
Because they are the enemies of Christ.
他们都是基督的仇敌。
And he tells us in verse 19, their end is destruction.
他们的结局是什么呢？就是沉沦。
They will be judged one day.
他们要受到神，有一天呢，要受到神的审判。
Sometimes we look at the people of the world and we maybe have this sort of little envy, isn't it?
有时候呢，我们看到周围世俗的人，或许呢，我们羡慕他们。
Oh, they have it good, they have a good life.
看到他们的生活，哇，真的是过得很好。
Rest assured that one day all these unbelievers, these enemies of Christ, they will have their end.
可是这些不信的人，这些世俗的人，所谓基督的仇敌呢，他们的结局就是沉沦。
And he said, why? Because the Bible tells us their God is their belly, themselves.
因为他们的神呢，就是自己的肚腹。
Basically, it speaks about their desires, their appetites. That is their God.
提到的就是他们所自己呢所渴望要追求的这些世俗的这些东西。
Where self is the only motivation that they have.
然后他们所追求的就是自己的名誉、地位、名利。
And Paul says, be very careful of such a mindset, a mentality.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢要提醒他们呢，要提防这样的一个思想。这样的一个渴望
Because by and large, this is how the world is.
因为呢，我们看到世俗的人，大致上呢，都是这样的追求。
They mind earthly things.
他们所追求呢，这就是属世的事情。
And you say, no, my friends are very nice, they're very good people.
你说啊，我的周围的朋友，他们都很好啊。
Yes, morally decent they may be.
道德方面也没有太大的败坏啊。
Realize that they do not know the true and living God.
可是他们不认识这位真神。
And there is no way that they can have the right desires, right focus in life.
因为他们不认识这位真神，他们的生命就没有正确的追求。
Because their hopes are only on the present.
因为他们的盼望，他们的希望，只是在这个世上的事情。
As they may try to live a good and moral life.
他们可能尽力的呢过一个。好的生活，一个道德的生活。
Yes, to be socially responsible, to take care of their family and loved ones.
他们可能就是很好的照顾自己的家人，对社会有限。
But at the end of the day, the focus is all back to self.
可是最后呢， 还是回到自己的身上。
And that is a subtle mentality that we have to be very aware of and very careful of.
所以呢，我们都要提防这样的一个思想。
Because as a Christian, our worldview is completely different.
因为作为基督徒呢，我们看这个世界的这个世界观呢，都要有不一样。
Sometimes the people around us, they may have the best of intentions.
有时候我们周围的人，他们的用意是好的。
And out of the goodness of their heart, they want to share their experiences with you.
可能他们出于好意呢，要与你分享他们的见解。
And they tell you, well, okay, this is how you ought to live your life.
他们跟你分享说，你要这样的过你的生活。
This is how you ought to deal with your boss. This is how you ought to deal with your colleagues.
你要这样的对待你的上司，你要这样的对待你的同事。
And they share all these experiences with you, and say, you listen from me because I know.
然后他要你说，你要听我的分享，因为我知道。
Realize if they are not believers,
可是他们是非信徒。
They will never be able to share the right experiences, desires with you.
因为他们还没有来信耶稣，所以他们与你们分享的呢，就不能够根据圣经的教导。
Because their goal is different.
因为他们所追求的目标是不一样的。
They have completely different ambitions from you.
他们的志愿。跟你的是不一样的。
They just want to satisfy themselves, to lead a good life for themselves, for their family, for their loved ones, and that's it.
他们所追求的呢，就是要满足自己，满足他们的家人。
We have to realize how strong such influences can be upon us sometimes.
所以呢，我们要提防这些对我们的这个心思方面的影响。
So really, who do we follow? Who do we fellowship with?
我们效法的是谁呢？我们与谁团契呢？
It can have a great impact on our spiritual lives.
这些呢，都会直接的影响到我们属灵方面的成长。
And so Paul says, well, be careful about this.
所以呢，使徒保罗说，你们要小心这些人。
And so we have talked about finding the right desires, about following the good examples, about fleeing the negative influences.
我们已经思想到说我们要这个追求这个好的榜样，我们要效法好的榜样，我们要远离不好的榜样，然后我们也是要在这个有好的这个渴望。
And then finally, the last point is about our focus on eternity.
所以呢，最后呢，我们要来思想呢，把我们的注意力放在这个永恒。
See, he ends off by saying, well,Those earthly people, they mind earthly things, right?
那些属世的人呢，他们所追求的这些都是属世的事情。
And then verse 20, he draws a contrast.
然后我们看第二十节，这里怎么说呢？
But he says, us, as Christians, our citizenship, our conversation is in heaven.
可是二十节这里说，我们跟他们不一样，我们是基督徒，我们是天上的国民。
We always remember where we are going to be for eternity.
所以我们不可忘记我们是谁，我们是哪里的国民。
That is what will really help us fulfill our spiritual ambition.
这就能够帮助我们呢，成全，达到我们这属灵的志愿。
When we set all our affections on things above.
因为我们要把这个思想呢放在天上的事。
Whereas Christians, we know what this blessed hope is.
我们作为基督徒，我们知道有这个美好的盼望。
To know that I am not living for the things of this world, I am not living for the present.
我活着，我的追求不是这属世的东西。
Because I know that my time here on earth is just temporary.
我知道我在这个世上的时间是暂时的。
But my citizenship is in heaven.
我们却是天上的国民。
I'm going to be there forever and ever for eternity.
我要在天上。我要在天国永远远远的在那里。
And daily that's my focus.
那就是我的注意力。
And he says from there we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们也等候救主，我们的主耶稣基督。
That is our hope.
这是我们的盼望。
That is what we are looking forward to every single day of our lives.
这是我们每一天所等待的，盼望的。
And if that is in your heart, that really will change the way that you live, isn't it?
如果这在你们的心里面，你们就会有因为这样的盼望呢，过不一样的生活。
To know that one day Christ will return, and I will be changed.
因为我们知道有一天， 耶稣基督他要再来，我们也要有改变。
We shall change our glorious, our vile body, that we may be fashioned like unto his glorious body.
因为我们这个卑贱的身体呢，要改变，变成了这个有荣耀的身体。
That is our hope.
这是我们的盼望。
That ought to be our hope every single day of our life.
这是我们每一天所有的这个盼望。
Because that will remove our eyes from things that are temporal around us.
这样我们就能够把这个我们的视线，我们的注意力呢，远离这些世俗的这些事情。
And like Paul, we will yearn and long for the day that we will be with Christ.
然后像使徒保罗一样，我们也盼望快快的有一天，我们也与基督同在。
And as we look forward to that hope daily, I will want to be more like Christ, isn't it?
当我们在注视着这个盼望的时候呢，我们也说啊，每一天。我要更像耶稣基督。
Because we consider this vile body that we have, and he said, "I don't want this."
而我们看到自己卑贱的身体，我们说啊，我不要这样的一个身体。
I don't want this body that constantly has to struggle with sin.
因为这卑贱的身体呢，每一天每一刻都要以罪呢来挣扎。
I don't like it that I keep trying, and there will be times that I fail and I disappoint my Lord.
我每天呢都来努力，可是有时候我有软弱。
Sometimes it's frustrating.
这有时候我觉得很气馁。
But then I look forward and I know that one day this corruptible will put on incorruption.
因为我们知道有一天这朽坏的呢要穿上不朽坏的。
This vile body will become glorious like Christ one day.
这卑贱的身体呢就要成为像耶稣基督一样荣耀的身体。
And every day I look forward to this hope.
每一天呢我就渴望这样的一个盼望。
And like Paul, we should be able to say, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
然后我们也就能够像保罗一样的说呢，这像耶稣一样死呢，对我呢是有益的。
He says daily, I long for the day where I can be with Christ and I can be like Him.
然后每一天呢，我要为这个基督而活着，然后更像耶稣基督。
It is with this hope that motivated him, that drove him to do all the things that he did for Christ.
就是因为这样的盼望，这样的渴望，然后他。就有这个热心呢，去继续他在主内的工作。
Because daily that's what he longed for.
因为这是每天他所追求的。
The glorious hope, the appearing, the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这荣耀的盼望呢，是使徒保罗他所每天追求的。
And as Christians, when we have that within our hearts,
所以呢，成为基督，作为基督徒呢，我们要有这样的心智在我们的心里面。
See, if we have such desire, really, it will help us.To be able to put aside the things of this world much easier.
如果我们心里面有这样的一个渴望，我们就比较容易的呢，放开这些世俗的追求。
Because when we look heavenward, we will not be able to look at the things that, for the moment, really somehow keep affecting us.
当我们这个仰望这个天上的事情的时候呢？我们就不容易呢被这些世俗的东西所影响。
Because Paul tells us that if you be risen with Christ, you will set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth.
因为使徒保罗与我们分享说，如果我们是基督徒，我们在主里面，我们已经是复活了，然后我们就会追求属天的东西，而不是属世的东西。
So we ask ourselves again, do we have this desire to be like Christ?
所以呢，我们要自己问自己呢，我们是否呢心里面有这个渴望，渴望更像主耶稣基督？
Is this what we want?
这是我们所要追求的吗？
If so be it, then this passage is for us.
如果是我们所要追求的呢，这使徒保罗与腓立比教会的分享呢，也是对我们的这个功课。
Practical things which we can implement in our lives, the changes that we can make.To help us to be more like, more and more like him.
这实际的这些步骤呢，是我们所能够效法的，我们去可以去做的。
Can it be possible in us?
这个可能吗？
Well, if we are the children of God, the Bible says yes.
如果我们是神的子民，圣经告诉我们，我们可以做得到。
Let us turn to the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank thee for this passage that has laid before us.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你给我们这段宝贵的经文。
Thank thee for the example, for the testimony of the Apostle Paul.
我们也要为这使徒保罗他的见证、他的生命来感谢你。
Help us, O Lord, to be followers of Him.
求你帮助我们效法保罗。
And to find such men of faith around us that we can pattern our lives after them as well.
也在我们周围呢，留意那些敬虔的人，也效法他们。
That every one of us, we will all have the desire to be more and more like Christ each day.
让我们每个人的心里面都有这个渴望，渴望每一天跟向主耶稣基督。
May you teach us from thy holy word.
求你用你自己的话语呢，来教导我们。
May you help us, for oftentimes we get distracted by the things around us.
帮助我们，因为我们时常会有分心的时候。
Help us to focus on thee and the glories of heaven that await us.
让我们能够都一心一意的来专注天上的事。
We thank thee and praise thee.
我们感谢你，赞美你。
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.